الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، وأشهد أنه بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. By the grace of Allah, alhamdulillah, we finished the month of Ramadan, and I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept our siyam and our qiyam, and inshallah will grant us his mercy and help us to be more quiet and to be better Muslims. In the continuation of the series that Dr. Ali and I agreed upon, it is that most of the khutbah will be around how the Muslim family and how to build the Muslim family. And very briefly, I started in earlier time about giving a generic terms and generic meanings to some of the main requirements that we must all know. And so that's exactly the inheritance that we will give to the new generation. And it helps us to build ourselves to qualify to be a parent and to be a husband and to be wives and so on. Very briefly, I started by what is the purpose of the message of Islam and what we should know about that. And that was covered before, but very briefly, there are certain goals that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, He sent the message to accomplish. Well, the first goal is to build the Muslim conscious. The second, makarim al-akhlaq, to show them what are the best attitude. And taqwa, the piety, how to prevent yourself, how to shield yourself from Allah's anger. Also, how to relate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in forms of dua and supplications and. And also from the goal of this message is to take care of your parents. And that is the last issue in this segment that inshallah I will try to sum and talk about today in the khutbah. Is your obligation to your parents, birrul walidayn, how to take care of your parents? Before we start, I do believe very strongly one of the major tools to understand any branch of science is to have a clear understanding to the terminology that has been applied in it. What did the word mean? So here it says, birr al-walidayn. Birr, that means give the best. To your parents. Who are my parents? Do we have more than one kind of parents? Yes, we do. Sharia, Islam, we do have more. And we have a different classification to those type. We have the physical parents. And this is all we know about. And we have the parents that maybe or maybe not raise you. So the physical parents, maybe they are the parents that they raise you. And maybe they are not. Like a student orphan. Is there any obligation to do this or not? There is also another third kind of parents. Nursing mother, breastfeeding. Is there any obligation to that? Are they classified under the word parents? Yes, they are. And there are a fourth category also in parenthood, which is what? Your spiritual leaders or spiritual parents. Automatically, when you are attached to some religious figure or a man and woman, you say, she's my mother or he's my father, spiritually. That means what? I get my guidance from them. I walk after them, after their footsteps. So how many categories we got in parents? We got four. So when we talk about birrul walidayn, when we talk about being kind to the walidayn, we are talking about what? Be kind to the four categories. Religiously, they are like, I'm just giving overview because each one of them has its own attributes and there are major differences in between them, especially in cases of inheritance, in cases of marriage, and so on and so forth. But I'm talking about the general guidelines for us to deal with them. That's the first thing we need to know. The second thing that we need to know is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in some issues, He recommended things highly for us to do. That means if you do it, you get reward. But if I'm not going to do it, you lose, but you don't get punished. You are losing a lot of points, but you don't get punished. And that's one category of legislation. Another category of legislation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying what? No. I want you to do it. And it is not only obligation on you, but I'm going to reward you because I am the kind, I am the merciful, I am the giving. And if you don't do it, you are not going to only lose point, but you will be punished. There are different types. In those category, it comes what? Birrul walidain. Because in this category, Allah usually uses it by saying the word qada, one of the tools to call your attention. This is serious. Qada, that means so decree. Qul, so decree. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. That's it. This case is closed. And here in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying what? وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهِ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Allah so decreed to submit to none, to obey none unconditionally but Him, and to be what? Very kind to your parents. And He forbid us from not fulfilling this obligation. To the point He said there is no excuse. Don't come and tell me excuses. The only exception of this rule is what? وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِمَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. إِن جَاهَدَاكَ جَهَدَتْ mean what? If they do their best, not come and talk to you, or try to promote you, or intimidate you, but جَاهَدَاكَ, that means they are doing their best. وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِمَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. To commit a shirk, فَلَا تُصَاحِبْهُمَا. Don't listen to them. فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. Don't obey them. But still, you're still obligated. So that even that level, you cannot do what? You cannot abandon your responsibility. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it in the same level. Worship Him and unconditional obedience and be kind to your parents. So I'm going to come and say my parents, they are not Muslim. Doesn't make any difference. In the eyes of Allah, no difference. My father was very cruel. He was what? No difference. Mom, no difference. Don't worry. That's a decree. Commitment. You do and you don't. Another thing you need to know, that the nature of this responsibility, the nature of any given contract, the contract ceases by the death of one of the parties. I have a contract with anything. I have a contract with somebody. That contract will cease immediately by the death of one of the parties, either my part or their part. Whatever that is, you have a working contract. What are you going to do about it? It's ceased. Accept that obligation. Your obligation to your parents does not end by their death. Your obligation to your parents end by your death. وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. That means as long as you are alive, you are still obligated to fulfill your commitment to your parents. You treat them exactly the same when they are on their grave, exactly the same way you treat them when they are alive. Be kind to them. Be kind to their relatives. You make sadaqah on their behalf. You fulfill their commitment. If they had debt, you pay it. Whatever you can do to comfort them, you are. And there are some major issues that we need to really keep them alive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, based on the ayah that I said, He put two things, two lines. Look at it as a train, and you are writing in these bars that control the movement of that train. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّا. That's number one. Unconditionally obey Him. So if you really want to live your life in peace, fulfill your commitment to Allah, live in peace and die of peace, in peace inshallah, and the hereafter you will be in peace, never associate with Allah. Do your best to be in a state of unconditional obedience to Allah. The second, be very kind to your parents. To the level, وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. Okay, you may accept or you may reject the statement that I'm about to say, but this is my conclusion. So you may accept it, you may reject it, it's up to you. I am one who believes very strongly, never spoil your child. Be kind to him. But if you love him, never spoil him. Never. But if you really want to do something good in your life, try to find opportunities. Look for them. If you don't find them, create them to spoil your parents without disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As much as you're thinking about how you're going to please your child, as much as you're thinking how you're going to please your spouse, think about how you're going to please your parents. What pleases them? And take as a motive, look at your love to your child. And look at it that you've been loved and cared for the same way from them. We cannot be one tunnel, one view person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaching us, look forward and also look backward. You have to be taking care of your root if you want to have healthy fruits. And you are the tree in between. Because believe it or not, the way you treat your parents, exactly this is the way you will be treated. The way you treat your parents, exactly the same way you will be treated. If you are neglecting them, you will be neglected. If you forget them, you will be forgotten. If you abusing and doing whatever, I don't want to get to this neighborhood, but I'm going to tell you this is another thing that I believe in. You take it or leave it. If I'm in a situation between dealing with a person, have a very severe contagious disease, and somebody, instead of disobedient to his parents, without thinking, I'm going to go with the first option. Because I cannot imagine when and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishment is going to lay on the second one. Your job is not to make sure that they are happy. Your job is to make sure that they are happy with you in any given time, 24/7. If they are alive or they are dead, it doesn't make any difference. Doesn't make any difference. So keep those two elements and build your own foundation and relationship with them. These are two major red lines. Associating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No. Compromising, giving the best to your parents? No. Based on that, deal with anybody else. Where I get that? Is that in the Quran? Is that in the Quran? I'm going to tell you, yes, it is in the Quran. Without going for further detail because of the time. Look to one parent in the disciplinary action of dealing with his son. He got that son approximately when he was 86 years old. That's Sayyidina Ibrahim. Can you imagine how much he loved that child? And now that child grew. Now he started to be around, to be the joy of his eyes, the bundle of happiness to his heart. And now what? He'll say what? Ya bunay, inni ara fil manami inni adbahuk. Order. He did not say, maybe I ate too much before I go to sleep. Maybe that's not what I meant. Maybe this is not the interpretation of it. But to him it was, do what? Disobeying Allah is not a subject of discussion. These are one of the major milestones that you need to qualify to get married. To get to the point where, I am sorry, I cannot, for the sake of nobody, disobey Allah. Do you know when you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sake of anyone, I don't care who is that person is. It can be a spouse, it can be a child, it can be your manager, it can be you, it can be whatever. The first thing that it happened when you disobey Allah to favor somebody else, what is the first thing that happened? I'm not talking about the act of disobedience, that's another story. But the first thing, the mercy, it will be taken away from the heart of that person for you. That person will turn out to be against you. One of the measures to find out the quality of your home is the state of obedience that is going on in it. The state of submission to the will of Allah. And the state of dua that the people in this family do to each other. That's a Muslim home. And these are the standards. The standards that you're going to have to apply and measure up to build the Muslim home. So if you disobey Allah to please anyone, the first thing that's going to happen, that person will sooner or later will turn against you. But if you stand for it and pay the price, what's going to happen? Maybe they will dislike you. But they will never turn against you. Because sooner or later, they will find out what you did. And I don't know, in the Arabs, they have example. It says, رحم الله من أبكاني وأبكى الناس علي. وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ مَنْ أَضْحَكَنِي وَأَضْحَكَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهِ. May Allah bless whomever been disciplinary with me so I grow up to be healthy. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have no mercy on the one who spoiled me because I grow up to be rotten with no values. So these are two major lines, two major milestones. If you want Allah acceptance and Allah barakah in your life, your obligation to your parents never cease till you die. Keep that in mind. And keep that as an option. Now, we want to find out why there is a disobedience, why your children disobey you. The children, when you, there are stages in building characters, and inshallah it will be talked about when the time comes. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained this vividly. And from the hadith, and they are all hadith sahih, it is vivid, very, very clear. But what is the bottom line? The bottom line here is, in the beginning, that baby and that child just with you anywhere, attached to you anywhere, and all of a sudden you went to sleep and he or she went to sleep, and you waked up and you have a monster. You say right, they say left. You say up, they say down. It challenged you. It started to be cruel to you. It started to get away from you. Now the question is this. Why that happened? And a lot of people go in stages, unfortunately, because they forgot what was their responsibility to start with. And they live with reality. And before they know it, they accept what's wrong, like dating, alcohol, what have you. Children out of luck, or with luck, would be accepted and says, Allah is forgiving. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiven, why bother them from the beginning and send the messenger and messages to start with? There is some kind of deficiency going on here. So you need to know, first of all, the first thing when you're having that kind of resentment, the first element that you must look at is not the child. Look at yourself. Are you in a state of obedience to Allah? Or you are in a state of disobedience to Allah? Because Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it. اصلح ما بينك وبين الله يصلح ما بينك وبين العباد. Correct what between you and between Allah. Allah will take the responsibility, not you. Allah take the responsibility to correct what between you and between others. And who is others? Who is more valuable to your other than your family, other your spouse and your children, and others and others and others. اصلح ما بينك وبين الله. So the first thing, in you have it, resentment in your home, resentment from your spouse, you have resentment from your children. First thing, look, what am I doing wrong? They may be wrong, but they are wrong by default because I did not do my job right. The job is not done right. The second thing that you need to look at right away, how I treated my parents and how I am treating my parents. So the first thing, what's between me and between Allah? The second, what's between me and between my parents? If you are neglecting them, what makes you think that your children will not neglect you? If you disrespect them, what makes you think that they will not disrespect you? If you ignore them, what makes you think that the children will not ignore you? Exactly do to your parents what you want your children do to you. You have to start looking at the major points of deficiency. Also, you need to see what is it that you're trying, the point of discomfort? What is it, the purpose of that challenge? Is the purpose of the challenge because the child in a state of disobedience to you? Okay, we know that part, but why? Maybe in a lot of times, before you know it, you do not recognize that child is a complete different human being, complete different feeling, and you want to make a mimic out of him. You want to cancel completely his character. You want to cancel his aptitudes, his intuitions, his feeling or her feeling, and you make another copy of you. You need to make another copy of you and that child to meet your own standards. And I'm very careful about the word own standard, not Allah's standard. Do you know what you are creating here? You are creating a slave. And thank you very much. There is nothing more in this ummah more than slaves. And slaves is not the one who's handcuffed. The true slaves is the one that their souls in a handcuff. They cannot think, they cannot decide, they cannot feel, they cannot dream. Because they've been oppressed all their life. Do this or otherwise. You created a slave. Is that what you want? When you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a sister gets pregnant and she is ready for delivery, be grateful. Everybody is happy. There is a new baby. But if you look carefully, there is a message came with that baby. There is a little message being sent and delivered in the delivery room with that baby. But unfortunately, we let it waste, or even we don't realize that this message is there, or we ignore it. Do you know what this message it says? Allah telling you uniquely, I selected you and your wife. I trusted you with that my servant to take care of them, to teach them, to honor them, to educate them, to train them, to qualify to my mercy. This is the message that we've been given to you. Is that what we understand when we see a new baby? You see how far we are? Most of the dispute, I want an obedient child, obey me. Be another copy of me. Do what I think it is right. Not necessary what I know it is right. And what is your failure rate? Beyond speaking about. These are some of the major issues that they are related directly. And they all from Sharia book. And they all from the Quran. And they all from the tradition of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't have to go to psychology and sociology and all of those science, with my whole due respect to all of them. But these are my major milestones. They do exist in the Quran and the Sunnah. Today in the khutbah, for the purpose, I covered a few of them. And inshallah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, I will continue, because this is a very important issue. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, to be another khutbah. Let us seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a brand new start. And bless us. And bless our families. And to help us to build a good family. Good Muslim family. That worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And help us to fulfill our obligation to the new generation. By helping us to promote to them the Quran and the Sunnah. And put their footsteps on the roads, inshallah, to peace and tranquility in this life and the hereafter. Inna alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, wa ashadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, wa ashadu anna sayyidina muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, wa ashadu anna sayyidina muhammadan qad adda ar-risalah, ووفى الأمانة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. Okay. We know in that issue all the time in anything the Muslim do, immediately after لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله, he is in a battle or she's in a battle in three major areas. Take that issue that related بر الوالدين, any relationship with your children right now, today, right after you leave the masjid, in those three areas. Number one, stop what you're doing wrong. You cannot put the poison and the milk at the same time and you say this is a little poison. One drop of cyanide can poison a whole entire tank, not a cup, tank, big tank of milk. If you want to give the milk to your children, don't poison that milk. Some of you maybe will not gonna like what I'm gonna say, but I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to say it. My obligation to say it. No one will love your child as much as you do. And no one will harm your child as much as you. Stop harming your children. Start recognizing they are another human being you've been trusted to raise, not to slave. You've been trusted to raise, not to slave. The second immediately area that you need to move in, make sure that what Allah ordained on us is there. Allah ordained on us 5 the pillars of Islam. These are not a subject of discussion. The head of the household, this is not an issue of discussion. Prayer is not option. It is not something nice to have. Fasting, whatever the rules are regulated, inshallah the time will come, we'll talk about all of those. The declaration of the faith, by the meaning of declaration of the faith, the prayer, fasting, zakah, and hajj. These are not a subject of discussion. These are the backbone. These are the amenity. You cannot compromise those. And believe me, when you put from the beginning those seeds and you stand by them, the children will grow up like a good tree, have a good foundation, and have good form. It's not going to go straight right or left or whatever. It's going to go right into the top because it has the columns that support it in the right direction. The third part that you're supposed to go to right in, to make sure that the two parts, they are done, and they are done right. Promote as much as you can. That's an ihsan. An ihsan, that means you promote your children, including your spouse. You are responsible for that too. When we come and talk about the marriage contract, inshallah, you are committed and you are responsible for that. Promote. Promote. Look at our cultures, regardless what is the name of our culture is. We use putting down. We put things down. We put the children down as a means of raising the child. We make them feel inferior. No, I don't want them even to feel superior. Why we jump from one extreme to another? We want them to just to be right. According to the Quran and Sunnah, Allahumma ashhad fa anni qabbalnaka. We don't want arrogant people. We have more than enough. And we don't have a slave. We have more than enough. We want a people right in the middle. And where is the factory that you're going to get those? You get those from homes. You get that from the father and the mother. That's what it is. You and I, what we are the products of our fathers and mothers. Not only physically, but behavior-wise, habits-wise, customs-wise, even sometimes feeling-wise. We have to be very careful about that. If you promote from the beginning fearing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do everything to please Allah, not to please the people and what are the people going to say about you. Do you think now how people are going to look at us? How are we going to look at them? Who cares? Who cares? If you want to see your value to the people, all it take, go to the graveyard and see, look at any given grave and see you, the loved one, when it was the last time they visit. That's what's going to happen to you, going to happen to me. When you ask your child, you promote your child, you make your child love obeying Allah. And you make your child see that it is very serious, very, very serious to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is no way that you can accomplish that without you yourself be the role model to that child. When the child will sense the fear of Allah in your heart, he will have the fear of Allah. If your child sense the love of Allah and the respect of Allah in your heart, will have it in his heart or her heart. How many times I'm sure that scene, which is I'm going to finish the khutbah by, I am sure every single one of us saw it. You have people praying and a toddler coming around, standing with the people, doesn't have a clue what he's doing. They make sujood, they make ruku', they make ruku'. Who didn't see that one? That's how innocent the soul you've been given. And look at the monster after 15, 20 years that came out of that one. And who is responsible for that? I'm going to finish the khutbah by hadith that Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. And I hope that you can put that hadith right between your eyes. Because that is a constitution. That's not only hadith, that is a constitution. حسب المرء من الإثم أن يضيع من يعود. There is no sin bigger than letting what the people trusted you with go astray. No sin bigger than letting what Allah trusted you with go astray. I hope inshallah, any given time is a very good time to start. And I don't know anybody yet. Maybe I am wrong. And I'm very limited in knowledge and very limited in experience. I never said or heard or understand that there is one time, there is one task. You did not ask Allah to help you and He said no. Whatever the challenge is, whatever that is, go with the heart submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and talk to Him. And start it and ask Allah help and Allah will help you. Sayyidina Luqman did not give him his son. The son of Sayyidina Luqman, he was a man when he was talking to him. He was a man, not a teenager. He was a man. And he was telling him what? Ya Bunay, la tushrik billah. Inna shirk la zulmun azim. His obligation to his son, even if he is a cop, he's what? He's a man. Ya Bunay, O my son, la tushrik billah, never associate with Allah. Inna shirk la zulmun azim. Shirk is an act, major act of disobedience. Let us seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness and guidance and blessing. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us all kinds of support. Forgive all our sin, all our mistake, all our shortcoming, and give us brand new start, and help us to build our souls from inside, to build our conscience, and to build our family, and to restore the iman in our homes, so we can inshallah live in peace, and die in peace, and in the hereafter will be in peace, and will be among the companion of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in paradise. Ibad Allah, be kind to your parents, and never associate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the key. Ibad Allah, قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحون. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن